Ladies and gentlemen, I am really happy to be here. President Osmani Sadriu, President Begai, Prime Minister Jaferi, esteemed guests, ladies and gentlemen. Madam President, let me thank you for inviting me to address this important forum. I very much welcome the establishment of the Regional Center of Excellence for Women, Peace and Security in Kosovo, which is due to be signed shortly. This is an excellent news because, unfortunately, there is a growing need to focus on women in the context of war, violence, and conflict. Worse still, the worrying news from the Middle East reminds us that we truly live in dangerous times. We must fight for peace and security at every level now, so this conference could not be timelier. Thank you, Vyosa, for the initiative. So overall, ladies and gentlemen, the situation is anything but good. I am increasingly concerned about the situation of women and girls worldwide. Wherever you look, gender inequality stands out as a sad but obvious feature of our civilization. A 2018 report of UN Women states, among other things, that women are often the first to go hungry when households do not have access to sufficient food. A girl born into a poor household and forced into early marriage has a higher risk of dropping out of school, giving birth early, suffering complications in childbirth and experiencing domestic violence. A girl born into poverty has virtually no chance of escaping it. Given these facts, we cannot expect to achieve gender equality in the near future. Even small progress by 2030 is likely to be considered a success, but we should not celebrate it. Looking at how much is invested into efforts to give women a greater role in all areas of life, we may not even achieve gender equality by 2130. Observing the terrible impact of political, economic, and security developments of women and girls worldwide, one may well conclude that the situation is worsening. Think of the current situation of women, girls, and boys in Syria, Yemen, and Sudan, for example. Think of the situation of women and girls in Afghanistan, a tragic story of the rapid and brutal reversion of rights that had been gained only to be lost again. We also should think of Ukrainian women. The Russian aggression against Ukraine has turned many of them into refugees, victims of sexual violence in the conflict or fighting for their country on the front line at this very moment. Last but certainly not least, we should think of the women in the Gaza Strip, many of whom have lost everything: peace, security, shelter, food, water, and many of them, even thousands of them, lives. Our approach to the role, needs, and protection of women in conflict and crisis is the Women, Peace and Security Agenda, as formulated in the 10 UN Security Council resolutions. We see the full, equal, and meaningful participation of women and men as key to success in efforts to achieve sustainable and inclusive peace, stability, and development. However, let us be honest, in the nearly 25 years that have passed since the Security Council adopted the landmark Resolution 1325, we have not seen the kind of progress we had hoped for at that time. We have to ask ourselves the question, why, actually? What is holding back progress on the WPS agenda? My answer, ladies and gentlemen, is the lack of inclusivity. The same answer applies to the question of why so many peace processes fail. As long as full social inclusion, especially of women, is not taken for granted, neither will peace processes be stable, nor will be the situation of women and girls improve significantly. This also applies to many other issues that are linked to social problems such as climate change. Against this background, Slovenia pursues a feminist foreign policy in its international relations. As a non-permanent member of the United Nations Security Council, we look at all issues on the UN Security Council agenda from a gender perspective. Of course, the Women, Peace and Security agenda is one of our priorities in the work of the Council. We also include a gender perspective in other Security Council dossiers. This applies to geographical and thematic dossiers, for example, the climate, peace and security agenda, or water, or cybersecurity. Slovenia is committed to the full, equal and meaningful participation of women in peace-building measures in the areas of environment, climate security and water management. In this regard, let me briefly outline some elements of Slovenian feminist foreign policy that could be relevant to the debates at this important gathering. First, we strongly condemn all conflict-related sexual violence. It is abhorrent to use rape as a tactic of war or as an instrument of oppression or intimidation. There must be no impunity for such crimes. Second, great attention must be paid to impunity, followed by decisive action. If violence against women goes unpunished, it encourages the continued perpetration of conflict-related sexual violence. International law provides for the punishment of perpetrators and deterrence to ensure that such crimes are not repeated. Third, justice for survivors of conflict-related sexual violence must be a global priority. This is why Slovenia has long supported efforts to tackle impunity. We are particularly proud of the Ljubljana Hague Convention, which we consider to be a particularly important instrument in the fight against impunity. The convention, which was opened for signature in February, promises to significantly improve cooperation between state parties in the investigation and prosecution of the most serious international crimes. We call on all countries to sign and ratify the convention, and this would contribute to the global fight against impunity. Finally, raising awareness of conflict-related sexual violence and the needs of survivors should be included in national policy considerations in all countries, if you ask me. To this end, we have recently prepared a translation of the Murat Code into the Slovenian language to support the work of all relevant national institutions. In 2019, Slovenia supported the call to action for protection from gender-based violence in emergencies. We provided the ICRC with €250,000 in 2023 for its work to protect against sexual violence in conflict. Will this help? Well, certainly a little. But when I see rape being used as a hybrid tactic in Srebrenica, in Bosnia and Herzegovina, and today in Ukraine and Gaza, I'm far from confident that such horrific war tactics will disappear. Still, we must be defiant, we shall never lose hope, and we must be vocal about the crimes against women and men should help us in this endeavor. To conclude, women are able and must be entrusted with working as peace builders, humanitarian workers, and human rights defenders, beginning at the grassroots level in conflicts and crisis zones. They make a crucial contribution to addressing conflict-related sexual violence by providing sexual and reproductive services and psychosocial support to survivors and tailored support to child victims of such violence, demanding justice and contributing to sustainable peace agreements. Women currently make up 70% of personnel in the Slovenian armed forces, compared to an average of 13% in NATO member states. The Women, Peace and Security agenda is part of education, training, working procedures, and training for international operations and missions of our armed forces. The Peace Operations Training Center in Slovenia offers excellent training also in the topic of women, peace and security. I can only recommend this training to all future peacekeepers. Ladies and gentlemen, and now something from the bottom of my heart. You know, whenever we discuss feminist politics or feminist movements, some people often say that we fight against men. We are not fighting against men. That's why we need men to support us. We are not fighting for the men to have less, but we just want to be equal. And how can we describe the difference between gender equality and gender equity? There is one beautiful, really beautiful sentence to describe it. Gender equality is if you give everybody a pair of shoes. Gender equity is if you give a person a shoe that fits the size of her feet or his feet. So that's the difference we have to bear in mind. We have to adapt the politics and policies to help women. There are only few female presidents in Europe currently. My friend Vjosa and myself are two of six of them. There are only three currently in European Union, in Greece, in Malta, and in Slovenia, and six in the whole Europe. Kosovo, Moldova, and Georgia. But we are building, paving the path for all the ladies and girls behind us. And I would really, really like to encourage every girl, every woman to choose the path that she wants, and parents should support her all the way through, especially fathers. Thank you for inviting me. I'm very happy to be part of this forum, and I wish you all the success. Thank you very much.
E bukur shumë, si të sigurojmë barazin, jo t'i japim se cilit nga një palë këpucë, t'i japim se cilit atë këpucë që bën për masën e këmbës së saj apo të ti. Pa dyshim...